We'll read an excerpt from Rabash. What is making a covenant in the work? We must believe in the greatness of the owner of the work, for upon this depends his paying the reward for the work. That is, the measure of the reward depends on the greatness of the owner of the work, who is the creator. In other words, there is a difference in the pleasure between serving the greatest in the city, the greatest in the country, or the greatest in the world. Upon this depends the reward, meaning according to the greatness of the king. Since the basis is faith, there are ascents and descents here because as long as one has not been awarded with permanent faith, there must be ascents and descents. It follows that there could be a time when the love between them cools. For this reason, now, in the beginning of his work, he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven to make a covenant, so that whether or not the body agrees to be a servant of the Creator, he takes upon himself not to change a thing. Instead, he will say, I spoke once, and I will not change. Instead, I will go above reason, as I have taken upon myself when making the covenant in the beginning of the work. Again, we must believe in the greatness of the owner of the work, for upon this depends his paying the reward for the work. That is, the measure of the reward depends on the greatness of the owner of the work, who is the creator. In other words, there is a difference in the pleasure between serving the greatest in the city, or the greatest in the country, or the greatest in the world. Upon this depends the reward, meaning according to the greatness of the king. Since the basis is faith, there are ascents and descents, because as long as one has not been awarded with permanent faith, there must be ascents and descents. It follows that there could be a time when the love between them cools. For this reason, now, in the beginning of his work, he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven to make a covenant so that whether or not the body agrees to be a servant of the Creator, he takes upon himself not to change a thing. Instead, he will say, I spoke once and I will not change. Instead, I will go above reason, as I have taken upon myself when making the covenant in the beginning of the work. Question for an active workshop. What's disturbing us in order to keep the covenant? And how can we overcome them? Again, what is disturbing our covenant and how can we overcome these disturbances?
I think the whole morning we were talking about it. What stops us is that will to receive that constantly wants, is going under constant change from the spiritual path, which should be as solid as a rock. And what can help us is only acting out toward the friends, the greatness of the goal, the importance, so that this will keep society in the air all the time.
It's bothering us, the consciousness that we just need one another, that we can't just depend on ourselves.
What stops us from keeping the covenant is the Creator. He wants us to find Him, so He keeps bringing up, awakening in us other desires, so that through it we will look for our point of connection.
Yeah, the upper force, it's disturbing us, so that we will learn how to connect and overcome to a prayer to Him.
Yeah, I'm going along with the friends. It's all the Creator's fault. Yeah, we should blame Him for everything. Because it places us in a point of connection with Him, point of relation to Him from the get-go. And then we can see who needs to change, what needs to change, and in which direction.
Lack of illumination from the friends, like the illumination from above.
Again, how do we overcome these disturbances that we forget that we must remember that the Creator causes these disturbances, and then we really cope. So we mustn't rely on our own strength, on our abilities. Everything that happens from within our will to receive is not what the Creator wants. The Creator wants to break us in such a way that through the disturbances and above them, we'll discover that He is the real good.
Until we know the Creator, I trust my own strength, and that's the problem. They need to more trust the friends and construct such a connection that we will be able to upraise such a place.
And this brings us back to acting out, the external example above the feelings. This is what we talked about this morning. This is the act of Tzimtzum, the restriction. In order for us to understand what the Tzimtzum is, they shrunk it for us so that whatever you feel, you just act out toward the friends.
Yeah, in the game we really are able to construct something that's not within our own senses. And by that we have an equivalence of form with the Creator, because we're not doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it for the group.
I'm going along with the friends. Yeah, we should blame ourselves all the time that we are not keeping the covenant, because every moment we can keep acting, every moment we catch ourselves. And the friends are in this, keeping this all the time, every second, and I can always find in myself a place of deficiency where you can add and contribute further to the general avut.
Even if we keep the covenant from the beginning to the end, and I haven't placed the Creator there, that He's the first and the last, and He's...
Let's go into a silent prayer that the friends will have the strength to maintain the covenant above the states. A silent prayer that the friends will have the strength...
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Vehu Yoshiyeinu, Vehu Yashkiyeinu, Berachamav Sheli. Le 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 kol chai, והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שלנו.